Feel the burn. Call yourself a football player? Four more, come on. Gelato break?
Dude, I can't.
Right. Wouldn't want to pack any gristle on that chiseled frame.
We're back at school now. You know I have to go back to normal.
Normal. Right. So that's it? Riley and Zane officially on hold?
Only until football season's over. I mean, being the senior quarterback, getting the start, maybe even captain, it'll never happen if I'm home.
You can only stuff yourself in the closet so long.
We can still hang out.
And teammates. Maybe my soccer skills will translate to football.
They look kind of cute in that jersey. I gotta get back to my workout. Got 6 more K to do.
Guess I'll see you at school.
Hey, Zane. Had fun this summer.
Beautiful day. You know, one of those days where you feel like anything's possible?
Yeah, like something non-deep fried in the cap.
Ugh, lunchtime. Where do you think we'll sit?
Student council office. I have yearbook committee.
You're ditching me?
For 45 minutes. I'm sure we'll survive. We might still need a photographer.
Yippee! So I'll spend my grade 10 year taking pictures of other people's fun. I mean, look at Jenna experiencing all the wonders of high school. Happiness, popularity, cute boys. Why can't that be us?
Because we'd have to join the power squad.
Shantae's already started tryouts. But maybe it's not too late.
Wait, you're serious? You want to become a cheerleader?
If you're at yearbook, I'll need somewhere to sit. Why shouldn't it be with the coolest kids in school?
Can I borrow your pen?
Yeah, sure. Are you new here?
Drew.
Riley.
Yeah, I hear the team's good.
Better than it used to be?
That's one of the reasons I bugged my mom to let me come to the school. As I hear cheerleaders are smoking.
Oh, yeah, the grassy girls are classy girls.
You guys got a pen?
Yeah, here it says.
Are you really trying out?
Team needs a kicker. Gotta show gay guys can play sports.
You're gay.
Zane, this is Drew. Drew's new here, and Zane's in my algebra class.
Cool. See you guys around.
What are you doing?
You said I look cute in the jersey. What? I thought it would be fun, you and me on the team. Unless you're not cool with it. See you in class.
You have 20 minutes to develop a full example using the scarcity paradigm, okay?
Dude, I have no idea what that is.
Scarcity paradigm? Well, basically, when a commodity is limited, you have to expend more capital to get it.
Do you speak English?
Okay, look. There's just T, just M, just B, and then there's Fiona.
Wow, one of these things is not like the others.
Exactly. So last year, when I had a date with Fiona,
Nice.
I had to work way harder than I would have to get a date with a Jessica. I had to expend more capital.
Wow, for the first time, I actually think I get economics.
Gentlemen, come on.
Most of the time, once I tell a girl I'm quarterback, I'm pretty willing.
You play QB?
Yeah, my old school. Senior team.
But you're only in grade 11.
Youngest daughter ever.
October 2nd, Power Squad Mixer. We invite the teams from Bardell, Central, St. George's.
Oh my God, I heard about that last year. It sounds like so much fun.
It is. The night before, we'll have free makeovers at Kelly's mom's spa for the calendar shoot.
Fun.
And the next week, date a cheerleader auction for the Sick Kids Fund.
Okay, I would totally pay for a date with one of you. I mean, if I was a guy.
And why are you eavesdropping? You're not even on Para Squad.
Well, not yet. Is it too late to try out?
Sweetie, we've been auditioning for a week.
But I'm a fast learner, right, Jenna?
Totally.
Please.
Fine, after school.
Thank you.
I'll need a skinny latte and a pack of spearmint gum.
Yeah.
You change your mind, you let me know. We could really use you.
What was that?
Armstrong wants me to try out for football. Wide receiver.
That's a great idea. We could sit together on the bus to the games.
I said no. After last year.
Coach Carson. I totally get it, but you can't let what happened with some perv affect your whole life.
Numbers.
4.9K. 5.4.
Nice work, Riley. Someone's been training over the summer.
A little.
Been focusing all your efforts on lower body?
No, upper body too. My bench press is about 200 pounds.
Well, you keep it up, and you're a shoo-in for QB1.
Thanks, sir. Don't worry, dude. There's always next year.
You're already in game shape. I couldn't be in that big of a distraction this summer.
Not here.
You want to spot her?
Is, Princess here bothering you?
Name calling? Really?
Nice pants.
Like them?
Oh, they're fabulous. You borrow them from your sister?
What, you don't do yoga?
As if.
Helps build up her arm strength. Maybe you should give it a try. Oh. We could go shopping first.
Must be tough for your bud.
My bud? I barely know the guy.
Doesn't bother me, but let's say makes it. What happens when the Bardell guys find out we have a kicker who, kisses dudes?
Keep it crisp, keep it sharp, and keep it Shantae. Music, ready, and...
Am I late?
Whoa. Where did you get that?
What? Oh, this? Well, you see my friend Clara's Darcy's little sister?
You hate it?
No, it's cute on you. So, retro.
You like him, you're a gum?
Hips over the field routine.
Awesome. What does this mean?
You'll pick it up.
Position. And let's do this. Five.
Field goal. I can't wait to practice outside.
Those guys are jerks.
Yep.
Sorry I didn't defend you.
Huh? You're scared of what people would think.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Why not?
Dude, Owen's still going on about you in there.
Owen's an ass.
Yeah, but I need his respect if I'm going to lead the team. Look, I know I said it was okay if he tried out, but I didn't know it was going to be this risky.
Same.
I like you. They'll know. Holy cow, I'm not gonna jump you in the locker room. All right?
And if those guys even see me talking to you, they'll think I'm gay. Then I can kiss being captain goodbye. I told you. There's the Riley that you hang out with, and then there's the Riley who plays football.
Right, the two Rileys theory.
Drew wants my spot. I can't lose my edge. This is the worst possible time to...
be who you are? My Batgirl movie partner? My Greek food tour guide? My thoughtful bike fixer? My guy? Please don't do this. I thought football was something we could do together. But now that I'm here, I like it. And I'm not gonna let jerkwad football Riley treat me like a leper. Like it or not.
Talk uniforms, so I could whip up some sketches. And
I don't care about uniforms. If you want this, you need to show me some skills.
I do want this. Shantae, I want your life. I want your friends to be my friends, and I want my weekends booked up to July. I don't want to spend my lunch at your book meetings wondering what my life could really feel like. I want to know.
Then let's run the routines again. You're gonna have to work really hard.
I can do that.
Okay, remember hips? 5, 6, 7, 8. Left two, up, arm, hip, kick, down, switch. You got me sort out. So up, kick, and then you start to. Okay. Let's try it again. You got me staring out my window just in
case I see you on my street. The team I'm looking for is not made of babies, it's made of men. What I want on this team is leadership. And I don't need to remind you that there is a strict code of conduct that we expect all our athletes to uphold. Now, some of you, I've been coaching for a long time. I know what you're capable of.
What about the rest of us?
Well, now's your chance to prove yourself.
Can I make a suggestion?
No.
I think we need team bonding. In my old school, we held a tailgate barbecue in the parking lot. Everyone came, and it was great for school spirit. So, what do you guys say? Tomorrow after practice?
Sure.
Well, it's late notice, but I can run it by Principal Simpson. Now, go home and get some rest. You're gonna need it for tomorrow's tryout.
Oh, wait, guys. Don't forget. Bring a date. Another one for the corkboard.
You don't have to keep putting this up, Todd.
Are you kidding? You're doing so well. It makes me look good.
All I do is keep him honest.
She even convinced me to try out for the football team.
And you know what all this means?
What's that?
A reward. I can tack an hour onto your curfew.
Really? That's awesome.
9 p.m. movies, Casey.
You turned into a real success story. But I guess I don't deserve all the credit.
You can take some credit. It's good here.
Shantae, I think there's a mistake. The list...
No, there isn't.
You said all I had to do was work hard, and I did.
I'm sorry, Allie, but you just couldn't get it.
Oh, I get it. You just don't want me in your stupid cheerleader club.
Here's the thing. We had 5 spots and 23 girls tried out. That means not everybody can be on the team.
I thought you liked me.
It doesn't matter who likes who. You have to earn it. You can try out again next year.
Great. Well, who am I supposed to hang out with until then?
Honey, that's not my problem.
Virgil?
Drew! How are you, man?
Good. It's a good turnout, eh?
Yeah, I'd like you to meet my date. This is Marilyn.
It's Marisol.
All right.
Marisol is going to get herself some water.
So, where's your date, man?
I don't know any girls at Degrassi yet. Although, not knowing them doesn't seem to stop you.
You can only keep so many girls' names in your head at once, you know?
Sure don't seem to have the same problem with boys' names.
What are you trying to say?
That's the second time I've caught you checking out Mr. Gay. I'm just wondering if something's going on.
Like what?
Nothing. Just joking, man.
No, thanks. I have to watch what goes into this temple.
Hey, guys. This is so good. Bite? I'm so happy you decided to try it for the team.
Oh. Yeah, me too.
All of us are. Go Panthers.
And here I was, worried you'd be waiting here, all uncomfortable and alone.
Everybody loves a football star.
Yeah. I sure do.
Claire, I got humiliated, ditched, and now I feel uncool, idiotic, subpar, ridiculous. Stop me, because I could go on forever.
2 days ago, you didn't care about the Power Squad, and now not making it is the worst thing ever. What gives?
I don't fit anywhere.
Try again, this time with more words.
I thought high school would be the coolest, you know? Have a lot of friends, always have something to do. Instead, I'm in grade 10 and still worried about where I'm going to sit at lunch.
You have me.
Not when you're busy with all your Clarific activities.
What about Connor? Or Wesley?
Not exactly the buds you want to hang out with at a football game. I need my own group. It's just the one I wanted didn't want me.
What do you do when life hands you lemons?
You throw them at Shantae.
You know, this isn't Shantae's fault. You can't expect instant friends. You have to work at it. Find people who share your interests.
Great. I'll put up a personal ad in the school newspaper. Pathetic loser seeking lunch companion.
Or you could start your own club. See who shows up.
You know, that's actually not a bad idea. It could be a dance club.
Sure.
And we could crush Shantae and her stupid elitist power squad into a billion tiny pieces.
Yeah, you might want to leave that one off the poster.
Again? Interesting text. Keep checking.
Sorry, you have my undivided attention. This football player cheerleader dynamic? Really get used to it.
Told you it'd be okay to trust Coach Armstrong.
I trust you. Yeah. What was I saying?
Something nice? Wow. Someone's pretty desperate to get you.
Just ignore it.
Did you give those girls your cell?
Just Marisol. She's keeping the contact list for the whole team.
Is that what she told you? Casey, that girl collects boys like other people collect ringtones.
Turning it off. Turning it off. It's off.
See? Mustard?
Oh. You're acknowledging my existence? In front of everybody?
You want to try out? I can't stop you. But I need you to keep your distance in the locker room.
Excuse me?
I don't see any other way.
So, we can be in the same team, but we can't talk or anything.
People are starting to suspect that something's going on, so it needs to stop.
Pathetic. But you know what? Let's expand the not being friends beyond the locker room. How about everywhere? Huh?
Same. What's up? Oh, sorry. Am I interrupting?
No. We're done.
There you go. Calling the shots again.
So, you still gonna deny it?
Dude, I'm not in the mood for your stupid jokes.
Who says I'm joking? I saw you two arguing in the gym. I know all about the two Rileys theory. So, unless you want me to tell the entire team, I suggest you step aside for QB1.
Hey, Owen.
How are you?
What do you think of the new kid?
Drew? He's a cocky little bastard. Someone needs to remind him he's a rookie.
What do you say we welcome the new guy to the team?